The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Welcome along to William Hill's Daily Racing Podcast. You are tuned in to Monday's edition of the podcast, where the racing comes from Kempton and Thirsk in the afternoon, with Windsor and Wolverhampton in the evening, and one Irish meeting from Roscommon, Gordon Brown, Sean Quinn, Stephen Powell will be in the studio from 1:50pm to guide you through all of the action on Monday. But in the meantime, my name is Sam Norris, and I'm joined today on the podcast by Mick Norton to take a look at some of Monday's action. How are you today, Mick?
Yeah, good, thanks, Sam.
Good stuff, yeah. And do you enjoy the weekend's racing?
Yeah, obviously it was very competitive Saturday, wasn't it? Some great stuff up and down the country.
Yeah, we had one of our sponsored events here at William Hill, the great St Wilfred, of course, from Ripon on Saturday, taken down by Outdo. I know you put up, well done for that, and another win for David O'Meara and Danny Tudhope.
Yes, I thought it was interesting that Danny had opted to ride Outdo rather than stable companion Bon Desire, who was a bit of a Ripon specialist. And I think the key thing that persuaded Danny was that they were putting the visor on for the first time on Outdo. It had been knocking on the door, and it did just definitely make the difference to him in the closing stages there, just holding off Spinatrix in a driving finish. But opposite sides of the track, Spinatrix down the stand side, Outdo over on the far side. Couldn't say that he was overly favoured by the draw, because the winner was drawn 4, the fourth was drawn, the second was drawn 13, the third was drawn 1, and the fourth was drawn 12. So a mix of both sides. So, you know, it was a good performance by Outdo, and he's deserved a big race. He's been running with credit in all the top sprints.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's three of the last 4 years now where David O'Meara and Danny Tudhope have taken it down.
Yeah.
What makes them so good at Ripon?
Well, I don't know. It's just one of those things, isn't it? He's making the race his own. Now, David Nicholls won it a couple of times in the, I think it was 2005, 2008. And now David O'Meara seemed to be making the race his own. But, I would think they'll have their eye on the Ergo Cup now with that fellow.
Yeah, absolutely. And you just mentioned there, just before we move on, the second horse in that race, Spinatrix, runs again today at Ponty, so hopefully.
Yeah, and Pat and Company, so we'll see how that one gets on.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll look ahead then to some of Monday's action now. We've picked out three races for you from Monday, all three of these coming from Thirsk, the first of which is the 3:45, a 1 mile handicap, this one, Class 4 contest. And Bohemian C, I hope I pronounced that right, is chasing a hat-trick here. He looks like the form horse, Mick.
And he gets the Wait for Age allowance as well, which is going to be a big help. He took advantage of the Wait for Age last time when he beat his elders. And I think the key thing here as well is that he's got the excellent George Challoner taking off a further £3. Has to go and do it in the 70s now. So he's marked 75, hence the claim. But he's showing a good attitude in the races, and we've already seen that he can exploit the weight for age allowance. So he remains very much the one to beat. Workable drawn in the middle, 8 of 14, so that shouldn't be a problem for him. And, he's going to be hard to beat.
Yeah.
Bohemian C.
14 run afield in that one at first, Mick. Where are we looking for each way?
Yeah, it should be a good betting heat. I think Max Superstar, if we can forgive that run at Newmarket last time, I don't know what was wrong. There must have been something amiss, but prior to that, he'd been in very good form, and he's only £2 higher than his last win. and a big chance of bouncing back from that lacklustre display last time. Won on his handicap debut with the hood on. The hood's retained and very sound, solid in the frame efforts in June. Don't know what was wrong last time, but obviously whatever ailed him is behind him now, and he'll make his presence felt. And the other one who's knocking on the door is Celtic Sixpence, who has been beaten off of this mark of 75 its last three runs, but he's getting closer and definite claims at a track that he has won at. Celtic Sixpence might represent the age where value of the race, but I do think Bohemian C, from his informed stable, looks as though he wants following in his hat-trick bid.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, there's the selection in that one for Mick. We'll move on then to the next race on Monday's podcast, the 4:15 from Thirsk. This one, this is a 7 furlong class 5 contest with 11 runners down to go to post. Who are we looking at here, Mick?
Yeah, all three are old here. We've got the informed stables of Fahey and Burke in opposition here. We'll shake hands, trained by Carl Burt, Danny Tudder, who we just spoke about winning form at Ripon on Saturday. He went to France for a valuable claimer last time, we'll shake hands, and didn't run at all badly in that. He's only £3 higher than his all-the-way win at Carlisle the time before that, and he should be there or thereabouts. We'll shake hands. The stable continue to churn out the winners. Piccadilly Jim is interesting from the Richard Fahey team. He comes here for his hat-trick, for his handicap debut after just the three runs, improved with each of them, and looks a fair mark of 67. And I think the key thing with him, I think he'll appreciate the step up from 6 to 7 furlong. So he's going to be a player. The other one I like the look of is Bajan Rebel, trained by Mick Easterby. Now, this might just sort of outrun its price, Bajan Rebel, so I'm going to give this one the each-way vote here. Mick's amongst the winners as well, another a couple of winners, I think, on Saturday. And had Will Shake Hands quite a way behind in fifth when staying on well to break her duck in 7 furlong handicap at Donny in May. Has held a form next time, just a bit disappointing the next two starts, but I think every chance of bouncing back here. And I think the key thing is she's back to her winning mark and back to her best trip, and she's got her last winning jockey on board in Andrew Mullen. And so from a good draw, I think she'll outrun her price, Bajan Rebel. I'm going to go with her each way.
Yeah, all bodes well for Bajan Rebel in that one. That's the selection for Mick in the 4:15. The 4:45 is the next race that we'll come to. This is a Class 4 handicap over the minimum trip. A couple of good-looking horses here, Mick. We've seen Gohan Harry quite a bit this year, hitting the frame without actually getting it.
Yeah, she's a good mare, this. She's in form. She's got a good draw in 12. A career best is required, because she nudged up a couple of just a pound for those last two close efforts. But I think those efforts prove that 77 isn't beyond her. And with the informed Paul Mulrennan on board, no reason why she won't be involved again. It's a fascinating race, this. We've got the weights headed by Captain Dunn, who won over course and distance two outings ago under Rachel Richardson. £5 higher than that. But if you go back in in time a little bit, he's 9 years old now, but Captain Dunn was performing off marks in the high 90s in good company, and he's sort of got a new lease of life now. He's dropped in grade a little bit, and Rachel on board again, good draw 13, so he's going to be there or thereabouts. I think the gates are going to be vital here, because the other one who I think, and again, like our previous hope, Bajan Rebel, one that might outrun its price, is the another 9-year-old, Jason Hart, has been booked to ride by Brian Boff. Very consistent veteran who's gone close or won all of his turf starts this year. Got a good draw. Now, if he hits those gates running, can just take a length out of them, he might take some pegging back from 14. The gates are going to be vital. Jason Hart's a very good rider in the context of these races, and Old Typhus comes here in great form. can't see him not being too far away, and he's going to go off at a decent price as well. So I'll take a chance on Typhus in the 4.45.
OK, then, fair enough. There we go. The thoughts of Mick Norton on Monday's action. If you could just remind us one more time, please, Mick, of your three selections on Monday.
Yeah, the 3.45. I'm looking to Bohemian C to complete the hat-trick for the Informed Fire team. And taking a bit of a flyer with Beige and Rebel, bouncing back to her best form, but back to her last winning mark, back to her best trip, and with our last winning jockey on board. That's in the 4.15. And again, taking a bit of a chance on Typhus, hitting the brakes, hitting the gates, and getting a length or two march on his rival from stall 14. If he does, he'll take some catching.
Excellent stuff then. There we go, the thoughts of Mick Norton on Monday's action from Thirsk. You can hear all of the racing from Thirsk on William Hill's Racing Radio from 1:50 p.m. along with Kempton, Windsor, Wolverhampton and Roscommon. Gordon Brown, Sean Quinn and Stephen Powell will be in the studio. Thanks for joining me today on the podcast, Mick, and I hope you enjoy the racing on Monday.
Yeah, we'll do. Sam, thanks.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.